Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Today, our episode's in the form of a Bible study teaser. I told you on yesterday when we had our broadcast that we would be bringing forth a teaser going into our next Bible study. Amen. We've completed the Leap series, and now we are in our new one, and the subject today is reboot. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord, for life, for health, and for strength. We thank you, Lord, for another day's journey, and we thank you, Lord God, that your spirit is present with us in all things. Lord, we honor you today because you are God and there is no other. We honor you today, Lord God, because you love us without any conditions or limits or borders or boundaries. You love us beyond what we can think or even know of ourselves. You love us, Lord God, in spite of our faults, in spite of our flaws, and even in spite of our sin, you love us. And you made a way for us to be redeemed from our sins, to be washed whiter than snow, and to be able to come into your presence, oh God, and make our petitions known. Oh, Lord, we honor you. We honor you, Lord God, in all of your sovereignty. We honor you, Lord, in all of your majesty. We honor you, Lord God, because you are God, our creator, our hope. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Bless us today, Lord God. Bless us. Bless us. Bless us. Open our minds and our hearts to receive from your word. Open our minds and our hearts. In our hearts, Lord God, to receive of your spirit today. Oh, Lord, as you're pouring out your spirit upon all flesh, Lord God, remember each and every one that is listening today, Lord God, and let them be partakers, oh, Lord God, of your spirit. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, open every door. Open, open, open their minds, Lord God. Open their consciousness. Lord God, give them a spirit to receive on today. Bless, heal, and deliver, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we are in the midst of a teaser, and I will explain once again. Before I do Bible studies lately, I have been starting out with a teaser where I don't give the name of the Bible study right away. Amen. And I call it, I actually give it another name, like as with our Leap series, the introductory was Guarding Your Heart. Amen. And today's introductory is reboot. And I just want to remind you what a teaser is. A teaser is defined as a short introductory advertisement or advertisement for a product or a study in this case, especially one that does not mention the name of the thing that is being advertised in its promotion. Amen. I give glory to God. Amen. Because we are, amen, going into our introduction, into our next study, amen, and it is entitled Reboot. There is a saying that I find rather interesting, amen, and going right into that, that says to pull yourself up by your bootstraps when you've had a setback or some kind. It means to move forward or to pick yourself up. Don't linger on the past missteps. Make new strides. Another term equally interesting to me is when my computer crashes, I have to do what is called a reboot. I'm sure this is all too familiar to those techies out there, and I probably am giving it a very basic and elementary explanation, and I'm sure you could do it far better. But with the experience that I have, when I reboot my system, it resets the system somehow, and I'm able to complete my task. Also noted, when I have new information to add to my system in the form of software, it is suggested that I reboot so that the new information is loaded into the system, making it now usable and accessible to me. My life has been one reboot after another. When things have crashed, halted, seemed the most bleak, there was Jesus giving me a reboot, a do-over, another start. Amen. Adding information to me, adding stature to me. Amen. Adding, amen, a long line of life lessons. And each time I've become a little more knowledgeable, a little more wise, a little more strong. I've gained a little more courage. I commissioned a logo for my ministry a few years ago, and it was a cross at the top with several roads leading to that cross. All roads lead to Jesus if you watch the signs. The enemy would have, he would absolutely love for us to get stuck at the fork in the road. But all roads lead to Jesus if you watch the signs and if you will allow him to give you that reboot. You will find that you have gained information from everything that you have gone through. Amen. And the Lord is able to use those experiences to make you better and to give someone else wisdom as to how to walk in their own life, how to make their own life successful, as God is showing you the success that you have gained, even out of trauma. Oh, my God. Talk about a reboot. Glory to God. Reboot brings us back to the main thing, our relationship with God. First things first, me and Jesus, not ministry first, not family first, not career first, Jesus first. And when we start to pursue our relationship with God, making him first priority, we will notice that nothing else in our life will be lacking. In Proverbs 1, we have been talking about the importance of guarding our hearts through the LEAP study, and now we are going a step further. We must guard our hearts from the tricks and snares of the enemy, who is constantly trying to distract us from our intended purpose, a right and fulfilling relationship with God, which we receive through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's read. Proverbs 4:25-27 says, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of the feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. In this next study, we will be doing exactly as these scriptures have instructed, looking straight ahead to Jesus, not to the left, not to the right, and not to the past, but forward, moving onward. Psalms 42 says, as the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. To pant means to long for, to desire strongly, to cry out for. This is an intense longing, a singular focus that nothing or nobody else can satisfy. Augustine wrote, Thou hast made us for thyself, and our souls are restless until they find rest in thee. We are restless without God. That's why we're always in search of something to satisfy us, always looking for something to make us feel better, always looking for something to comfort us. But there is no comfort like the comfort that God provides. He is our creator. And I know I've said it before, and this is a bit of a figurative statement when I say that there is a God-shaped void within each of us. That's why we're so restless and always grasping for one thing or another. And then some of us find comfort in the food. Some in our jobs. We become addicted to food, addicted to work, workaholics. We become gluttonous in one area or another. We become lustful, after passions of the world and after different things. But what that restlessness that we have within us is only for God. That's why those other things can never satisfy. That's why it never seems like we're always pursuing and never attaining, because that restlessness that we have is for the Lord and for Him alone. We need Him every day, every hour, for everything under the sun. Our next several weeks, we will undergo a reboot, resetting our priorities, chasing after the heart of God. We need Him for everything and for more than anything. We need Him for everything and more than anything. Every good and every perfect gift comes from Him, and we are His beloved, His cherished ones. He came down through 40 and two generations to prove His love to us and to reconcile us back to our alienated relationship that we had with Him and with the Father. He brought us back to our intended purpose. When the Lord created us, He created us to have communion with Him. Jesus brought us back to our place, and now it's time for us to pursue that spot. Amen. To come back to our intended place. Sometimes we forget, even after we have received the salvation of the Lord. We get busy with the things of this life. We get distracted by stuff and with people, and we need to steal away to the Lord. We need to find time to cultivate this relationship. We find time to cultivate other relationships in our lives, and they are important. But you will find that as you cultivate your relationship with the Lord, that He will give you more knowledge and more wisdom and more insight into your life and into your purpose and into your relationships with others. He will make your relationships with others more fulfilling, because your ultimate relationship, which is your relationship with the Lord, will be so fulfilling that it will reach out and touch everything else in your life. And that it will cause you to understand who you are and who He is and what you were intended to do all along. Some of us will find that we're not in the right place, that this was not what I was supposed to do with my life. Others will find that I have been in the right place after all. And because I was looking at other things and looking at other people to show me how to do it instead of looking to the Lord to show me who I am. Amen. I almost missed it. But the Lord is about to show us. He's going to open up doors and open up avenues and open up our understanding and clear the path for us so that we can see and know and hear. Amen. So that all of our senses will become sensitive as we seek His face, as we chase after Him. We love Him because He first loved us. Amen. Stay tuned for our next study, Giving Chase. Amen. Giving Chase. Amen. This has been a short introduction to our next study. Amen. A Bible study teaser. Amen. Preparing us, amen, to chase after the heart of God, giving chase. Glory to God, cultivating our relationship with the Lord, which will make everything in our lives explode. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because He will show us what living really is. He'll show us that our efforts have not been lost, that we have gained knowledge and wisdom. Even our missteps, we've gained knowledge and wisdom, and now we'll be able to perform those things that He's put in our hands to do in a better way, amen, and even with greater capacity, because He's added to us. And so many times we think when we've made all these missteps that we've made that we've lost so much. But we've gained more than we've lost. And the Lord will replenish those things that we've lost. But He's added to us, even things that we don't see and don't understand right now. The Lord has added. Amen. We just need that reboot, just like a computer. When you put new software in the computer and the software is not activated until you reboot your system. Amen. And once the reboot takes place, you're able to see what the software is able to do, what the new information has actually added to your system and the things that you have gained because of the reboot. God is doing that for us. Amen. Giving chase and giving glory to God. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Stay tuned for giving chase over the next several weeks. Amen.